Hi guys, just a quick update on Saguna. Look, pretty disappointed yesterday. He went forward, had a lovely run, and didn't give much of a kick. So he's sort of running out of chances at the moment. Had a really good chat to David this morning, and he said, look, Brad, he said, the way he's going, he said he's working really well, but he's not bringing it race day for whatever reason. He said he might be a horse that shows quite a bit of ability, but on race day he doesn't produce, and he said, they're just headache material for everyone, for the trainer, owner and jockeys. So he said, look, maybe we'll give him one more start and then move him on to Northern Queensland and try and, I think you can get him around 15 or 20,000 for a horse like him up there. And I said, today is probably the right call. If he's not paying for himself down here, we race in the most competitive environment at this time of the year leading into the spring. And, the benchmark races up the bush are very hard to win. And you've seen that. Even with the $1.20 favourite who was beaten only a length and a half at Caulfield by some group horses, couldn't even go to Seymour and win. So it just tells you how strong the racing is at this time of the year. But I think he's just struggling to make that step, which a lot of horses do. They don't make that transition from three-year-old year racing against their own sex to racing against open age, and he's unfortunately on the wrong side of the ledger for us, and he's a horse that's struggling to really capture his best as an older horse. So I think that's probably the right call, guys. It's something we don't want to hear, but hopefully we can go out with a bit of a bang. So we're going to set him for a race at Bendigo, benchmark 70, 1500 metre race, come back and trip just a little bit. Hopefully get a better surface and get a result, which is more important. So, I think riding with a sit might be a little bit better than actually going forward. And it'd be nice to maybe get a win with him before we put him on the market. But not the best news, but it's the reality of racing. And unfortunately, you've got to make a call. Otherwise, you just keep paying bad money after bad money. But we'll send you guys out the race day fields before the 21st of October for his Bendigo run, and hopefully go out in a bang. Cheers, guys, and take care.